Chapter 9, Literary Lessons. All along the watchtower, Louisa wears a white dress, graffitied with words from the wall of shame. A pit of fire is on the stage.
The acidic pages of this damnable book eat away at my soul!
Did you know I once contemplated suicide? One bleak winter day, as twilight descended, I stood on the watchtower bridge. And every day I see their faces, abandoned daughters, desolate widows, forgotten mothers, writing letters, ink bleeding from accusatory soil, condemning me for my pen's cowardly deceit. Why can't my family be like little women, they ask, or I have three sisters, but they are nasty, hard creatures, not like the March sisters. Betrayed. This army of angry women tie me to the pyre of false dreams and set it on fire.
You made us believe sisters always love each other. What happened to the radical Louisa May Alcott?
I loved and admired my mother, hiding from my sisters and myself. Her cycle of depression, drowning me in blinding pools of terror.
No real mother could ever compete with Marmee.
I held my mother in my arms as she passed from this world. But her frozen gaze still haunts my dreams. Nothing we ever do for our mothers could ever assuage the debt we owe them for our lives. I would have gladly buried little women at the bottom of the sea were it not for my family's material success it provided. My father, under the delusion that spiritual purity rather than employment would assure our family's well-being, left us to face a sea of debt and destitution. Do you believe you are the only woman who flew the flag of freedom? I rallied for women's rights. I rallied for women's education. I rallied to free the Negro, but the March sisters could not espouse my views for the book to be favorably received. The truth is so ugly, but it rarely sells. We tell ourselves lies because life would otherwise be unbearable. I, Louisa May Alcott, should have been the female Shakespeare, not a hack of a moralistic pulp. My quill longs to create an Othello, a Lady Macbeth, a King Lear. Tragic characters, so human and flawed, they ignite sin and salvation in our souls. I have betrayed myself. That is the worst of sins. Forgive me.
The family surrounds Louisa, wrapping her in a chrysalis-like cloth. Louisa emerges from the chrysalis, blue hair, and Patti Smith-like clothes, holding an electric guitar.
All along the light tower, a princess seeks her muse, while a sad mother storms and strives, jealous sisters too, well, flying into the cold darkness, a phoenix did rise. A new self was forming, and her soul began to cry.
End of scene.